If it's summer, winter, spring or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that.
It's called the radio.
What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. Over 500 service professionals, over 8,600 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud in the entire world, all into a single managed IT portfolio. The new CSpire Business. Consider IT managed. Learn more at cspire.com/business. CSpire. Customer inspired.
Crime Victims' Rights Week in Alabama starts on April 7th. Did you know that before the organization of VOCAL, Victims of Crime and Leniency, in 1982, victims' rights in Alabama were non-existent thanks to their tireless work? 23 laws now exist. If you or someone you know is a victim, call on VOCAL to help you navigate the legal system and make sure you're aware of your rights. Call VOCAL today for more information. 800-239-3219.
Hello, this is Greg Schaefer, owner of AKD Screen Printing, Embroidery, and Advertising Specialties. You've probably heard or seen one of the numerous commercials for Custom Ink and Vistaprint proclaiming the services they provide in the custom apparel and promotional product market. Well, did you know that you have a local company that can claim the same expertise and product options with some added benefit? Ordering online from these national companies can be risky. Receiving your order in the wrong color with poor print quality or after your target deadline, we create a nightmare scenario for your business, school, or organization. By calling AKD, you can eliminate those risks and unpleasant surprises and make AKD your local one-stop shop for custom decorated apparel and promotions. So next time, don't press your luck. Call on the local experts at AKD. With two convenient locations, you can reach us at our Montgomery office at 277-8433, our Prattville office at 361-2133, or find us online at goakd.com. That's goakd.com.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
I'm Wally Dempsey. I own Cartridge World here in Montgomery. I've been here for over 10 years. We recently moved across town to 6383 Atlanta Highway. Without Blue Water, we wouldn't be able to be as successful as we are. They got the message out to thousands of people.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. A couple of great spring days ahead before another storm system by late in the week. For today, look for mostly sunny skies, high temperature in the upper 60s. Another very chilly night tonight. Definitely jacket weather. Overnight low temperature in the low 40s with clear skies. Tomorrow, very nice. Perfect spring day. Sunshine, high around 76. Then on Thursday, mid-70s. Much of the day dry, but increasing clouds. Chance of a late day shower. Then showers and storms become likely Thursday night into part of Friday. And then more showers and maybe some storms over the upcoming weekend. Pollen count very high today and medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASE Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I have a sad story to tell you. It may hurt your feelings a bit. Last night when I walked into my bathroom, I stepped in a big pile of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. I think I'll break off with my girlfriend. Her antics are queer, I'll admit. Each time I say, darling, I love you, she tells me that I'm full of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. Our baby fell out of the window. You'd think that her head would be split. But good luck was with her that morning. She fell in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. An old lady died in a bathtub. She died from a terrible fit. In order to fulfill her wishes, she was buried in 6 feet of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. When I was in France with the army, one day I looked into my kit. I thought I would find me a sandwich, but the darn thing was loaded with shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen. And now, folks, my story is ended. I think it is time I should quit. If any of you feel offended, stick your head in a barrel of shaving cream. Be nice and clean. Shave every day and you'll always look keen.
Stations. Clear the air lanes. Clear all air lanes for the big broadcast.
It is the big broadcast. Happy hour. News Talk 93.1 of WACV. I have no idea what we're going to do today. We're going to talk to David Blackman from DVDailyUpdate.com a little bit later. I'm here. So is my tunnel-like sidekick,
Joey. And here they are.
Jebra.
Please clap.
Before I forget, I should play the brand new Millennial Minute for you.
Oh, well, thank
you. Did you watch the secret tapes on Pearl Harbor?
No.
The America's Hidden Secret show?
No, I didn't watch this. I don't have cable. I wouldn't order the Smithsonian Channel anyway.
Why?
Because I hear enough of it from you.
That's not nice.
It's true, though.
I just make recommendations. I don't recite these.
Facts don't care about your feelings. Starting to sound like somebody from my generation.
Huh? That's the worst thing you could say to me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could say much worse.
What's going on with you?
Nothing.
Has it been a while since you got... What's going on?
It's been too long, yes.
Well... I don't know. I can help you with that.
I don't know how much more I want to share, but
no,
and I don't want your help with that.
I have good references.
Good.
Anyway, not only I've always wanted to play the fracking bit. We used to play it more frequently, and I thought now maybe he's heard this before. That's his business. You know, petroleum, oil. He's an expert. He writes for Forbes. David Blackman does. So I doubt if I'm going to teach him anything, but he may not have heard this particular bit about fracking. So we're going to welcome him with that. About 3:35, I just posted on Facebook the Lewis Lawn is growing. They've expanded their property, which is great. Great to hear. They need some help, and they're interested in hiring. So I put on Facebook the information you need, what they're looking for, and how you can contact them or stop by to fill out a job application. As Happy Hour continues to be one of the River Region's great job-producing organisms.
Whatever. Sure.
Sure. Whatever I just said. And what's the big story today? What's everybody excited about? I hope I made it. You know, AOL's news is provided by HuffPo. So, I mean, if I'm going to get pissed off, I may as well have a good reason to do it, right?
Right.
Ocasio-Cortez tears in the Trump administration.
Really? What, is that from last week or the week before
Over security clearances.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right.
I see. She waded into the debate. Was that you or me?
That was you.
Let me just check.
My phone is silenced when we're on the air in the studio.
You know the reason.
Oh, right. No, there could be an emergency.
This is a nice note from Chuck Courtney,
yeah.
Our friend.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll roll call today. It's been a while.
Are you feeling your oats today?
I'm feeling better. Yeah, I got those Koha walking shoes from Montgomery Multi Sport.
Yeah, fancy flip-flops.
And I've been wearing them and getting used to that, and I'm starting my walking regimen. I'm going to start losing some weight, bud.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm determined to do it.
I'm already impressed.
Oh, here's another note. Thank you, Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Just reminding me what the Baumhauer's winning word is.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll redeem that a little bit later this afternoon, too. And give away lunch for two at Baumhauer's. But first...
And now, today's Millennial Moment.
Sorry, the Millennial sent a text and didn't show up.
That was today's Millennial Moment.
Oh, so Cortex, who says the world is going to end in 10 years, is now concerned about security. What difference does it make?
Right.
I mean, if the world's going to end in 10 years, who cares who gets what security?
Well, it's going to end in 10 years unless we do what she says.
Oh, because a bartender in New York...
So there is hope.
...possesses that level of wisdom.
Right. She's not like one of those freaks on the street corner saying the end is near. Give me money. She's one of those freaks in Congress saying the end is here. Give me money.
Give me money, yeah.
Right.
Every day we go on without getting to the bottom of this matter is the day we're putting hundreds, if not potentially thousands. This is the liberal thing, man. The end is near. Everything is doom. They've got nothing to say of a positive nature. Ever. Because that doesn't work for them. And they continue to blow off. One can say, I guess this can't be true. Oh, no. I knew it was too good to be true. Market's off a little bit today. Yesterday's number was still there. But it's still over 26. We'll find out from Brant McDonald what was going on Wall Street today around 5:10. So what's this whole thing about? Well, what is she getting involved in this for with her 3 months of experience?
A report claimed that the Trump administration overridden when 25 security clearances were denied, and the Trump administration said, oh, to hell with your denials. They get security clearances anyway, which led to people like James Clapper saying that Jared Kushner could be compromised and leverage from a foreign power could be held over him.
Yeah. They got nothing. They got nothing to, you know, and there's still this whole thing with the Mueller report. Folks, for 2 years, we were lectured almost daily from one Democrat or another. The Mueller report must be believed. We can't have anybody interfering with the Mueller report. Then the Mueller report comes out and says there's no there there. And now they want the whole thing. You know, when it's them, they don't want to give up squat. When it doesn't go their way, they want the whole thing and all these demands and tax returns. And it's nothing more than a poorly concealed effort to find something that they can piss off the public enough about with a president who's sitting at a 50% approval rating, because people are wising up. They know that most of this is nothing more than politics as usual. Otherwise, this whole thing with Biden and the touching... This has nothing to do with Biden and the touching. This has been going on for 30 years. It's going on now because the Democrats don't want him to win the nomination. And right now, probably just off name recognition and his affiliation with the previous a-hole that was in the White House, he's leading current polling. It's still eons away. But how can a party that's constantly hawking a Chinook about their diversity and, you know, how much they care about everybody that, you know, these white nationalist Republicans don't like. This whole nonsense narrative. Have an old white guy at the front of the ticket. And then Joe Three, it's almost like an SNL skit. So what does he do? He floats, if you can conceive that, Stacey Abrams, who lost by a wide margin in Georgia in that governor's race, in spite of the fact that the liberals from Hollywood sent her tons of money. She had a huge advantage there. There was massive voter fraud throughout the state of Georgia, and she still lost. So now she's ready to run for president. She was a state representative or something in Georgia. How do you make that leap from state representative to presidential timber?
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Well, there is a precedent. It's just, I don't know what it is. What is it? What is it? What it is? I just don't get it sometimes, but I don't pretend to. So now they're after old Joe. They just can't have Joe Biden up there. And the cast of characters, Bernie is still in there. And they're not going to let him get the nomination either. A, because he's old, and he's also white, so he doesn't work for their, you know, big plan. So they got so who? Beat off O'Rourke? He's going to be the guy, the fake Mexican who's Irish? I saw a great meme on him today. And I'm also looking for one of the
things. Did you see the one with Biden whispering in his ear?
In Beto's ear?
Biden was necking with him. Made it look like it in the picture. It was more Biden.
Well, I saw Biden with Jussie Smollett.
Right. And then Biden's wife, I believe Jill, was doing something too.
Yeah, she's another one. There's a picture of her, you know, a lot of tongue there. What is it with these? Well, good for them. Oh, Jagger surgery is Friday. Okay, so that's it. That's all we got until we talk to Mr. Blackman in a little bit.
Have you ever heard of the socialist embrace?
No.
It's what old Soviet bloc countries would do when two leaders from, say, communist countries would meet at a summit or something. And most of the time, it was like a very choreographed handshake, then kiss on the left cheek, kiss on the right cheek. But if the two leaders were particularly close, they would straight up lip lock. And I'm not talking like a peck, like a loving peck, like lip lock, baby. Yeah.
Squishing together?
Yeah.
Ugh.
I can find you proof if you'd like to see it.
No, I believe you.
Okay.
I don't need to see that.
Socialist embrace.
Socialist embrace.
Yeah, here, let's see who it is. The fraternal kiss. Socialist fraternal kiss.
You know, the mafia, when you're in the mafia and they do that, that means you're going to be dead soon. When they give you that, it's like when Al Pacino grabs his brother, knowing that he betrayed Fredo. And gives him that big kiss and lets him go, and I don't want to see you again, and then has him taken out in the boat and shot and dumped in the lake. Ooh.
Yeah, they're just...
That's like commie porn.
Yeah, they're
get
making
that away
out.
From me. It's making me ill. 3:20 is the time. Georgia Floors Direct has floored the river region for 50 years. I mean, almost any building you'd walk into anywhere, if you're new in town, probably has a connection to Dick McAdam and Georgia Floors Direct over half a century. They put a lot of flooring in for businesses, consumers, residences, all at a wholesale price. A visionary, Mr. McAdam, putting his building at 1965 Eastern Boulevard right next to Ashley Home Furnishings, and knowing that the city was going to grow around it and it would become the center there on Eastern Boulevard, thinking ahead, always bringing in the latest styles in flooring at a true wholesale price. So when you go, one of the great moves he made along the way was hiring Jeff Mallinson, who then put together a team in his image. Friendly, great, excellent customer service by people who know the inventory. So when you go there to shop, you let them know what you're interested in doing, what budget you're working with. 12 months good as cash at Georgia Floors Direct for qualified customers. And then building a team of installers who are second to none in that field. So stop by and see him. Whether you're looking to redo a room or your entire house, Georgia Floors Direct will get you the best product at the best price and installed by the best people. Again, 1965 Eastern Boulevard next to Ashley Home.
New from AT&T, the Joe Biden wireless plan.
Reach out and touch someone.
If you don't feel comfortable meeting someone in person, now you can rub noses over the phone. The Joe Biden wireless plan lets you stay in touch with people you care about. So get them on the line today. The line of respect, that is.
Reach out and touch someone.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available. It's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
Want a more beautiful lawn this season? The Home Depot has a few suggestions in one bag. Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99. It feeds your lawn, it weeds your lawn, and it prevents fire ants for up to 6 months. Three of the most common lawn problems, one great solution. Today is the day for doing with Scott's Turf Builder Southern Triple Action, starting at just $24.99 a bag. Now at the Home Depot, more saving, more doing. While supplies last, Continental U.S. only.
Tax day is coming, and with tax reform affecting most filers, you may need extra help this year. No one knows tax reform better than H&R Block, and with offices open early and late, no one makes getting your taxes done easier. Walk in, make an appointment, or drop off your docs to get your taxes out the door and your maximum refund in your pocket. Down to the last minute. Block has your back.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431. And listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This station presents Touching Moments. And now, a touching moment with Joe Biden.
Ew! Get your hands off me, you creepy old man!
This has been a touching moment with Joe Biden.
I'm getting some good stuff on Facebook today. I'll show you this as soon as I post it. All right, come on. Post? I think I'm entitled to upgrade my phone. It's the cone. It's Joe Biden, one of those dog cones. Keep him out of trouble.
Did you see the one I shared on my page?
I didn't. Why don't you pull it out and show me?
Okay, right away.
But first, Lake Lady Sharon.
Hey, Dan.
Hi.
Love your show. I'm having so many laughs over every what they're saying about Joe Biden. I love the guy that called in and said that his dog bit him on the ear in the night. He thought he was in bed with Biden.
Yes.
Was that not great?
Yes, it was wonderful.
Oh, I love it. And I wish that he would run because Trump would stomp him like a pile of ants.
I think he'll stomp whoever runs like a pile of ants because he's fearless.
He's so funny. He's always been somebody to laugh at. I mean, I've always laughed from the first time I ever saw the man. I mean, he's really a screw-up in my opinion, but I don't even think the Democrats would vote for him, honestly.
Joey is showing me a picture. It's two deer, and one of them has its tongue out on the other. It's called Doe Biden. That's so cute. Can you see
it? I love it.
Good stuff.
There's gonna be a lot of fun stuff, and I bet you those nighttime comedians will have it going on too.
Well, yeah, they've been real eager to attack Democrats. You know, they're really.
Yeah, I know.
But
I'm not going to keep you for a long time. But I did want to say one more thing. I want to encourage you. I've never seen you, so. But if you think you need to lose weight, I assume you do. And I just want to encourage you to do that. I've seen in the past couple of years, I've had two friends, men, both in their 50s, who just hit the ground and never got up. I think men more in particular, because they get that weight around their stomach and it's pushing on their heart, and that's so dangerous. So, get out there and walk. I walk anywhere from 2 to 5 miles a day, and my doctor worries that I'm too thin.
Well,
so it works.
The last thing I want to do is be the next guy you know who ends up face planting and dead on the sidewalk. So I'll get this going as soon as I can.
Okay, Dan, good luck.
Thanks.
Let us know how you're doing.
I am not obese. Do I need to lose weight? Yes, but I'm not obese.
Well, aren't you medically obese? Like the medical definition of obese.
Yeah, when I go see my Nobel laureate physician, Dennis Woodling, they call me in by Tubby.
No. Definition of obese.
What?
A person has traditionally been considered to be obese if they are more than 20% over their ideal weight. It has a more precise definition by the National Institutes of Health.
They're full of shaving cream.
30 and above.
You cannot apply
30 pounds over.
I have big bones.
No, I'm not saying you're morbidly obese. We're just saying anybody who's a little chunky, portly, zofty can be considered medically obese.
Morbidly obese sounds like you're fat and depressed all the time. Hate that term. Scroll down my Facebook page. Get your prediction in on Auburn in the Final Four. Guaranteed winner, $250 credit at any of the 3 Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Because if nobody predicts the exact outcome of the game, we're going to do a drawing from everybody who participates. And I got to say, War Eagle Nation, you kind of let me down on this one. Given the excitement after Sunday, there should be more people posting scores there. Just look for the Auburn-Virginia logos and take a guess and get in. $250 worth of whatever you need from Don Duncan. Come on. Duke?
Hey, Dan, how are you? What's going on? I just want to tell you, I love your show, man. I was laughing at that lady.
She was sweet. She didn't mean anything by that.
So. I know. Anyway, I just want to let you know I love your show.
I appreciate that. You made my afternoon. I was totally okay with that.
Yeah.
I'm just not that... I am not that into myself that... Stop. I didn't deserve that. Okay, so David Blackman, what?
You installed it for a reason. Wait, are you telling me as a radio talk show host, you have no ego whatsoever?
No, I just don't get all bent out of shape if somebody confuses me with somebody I respect. Hey, that to me, that's like a promotion. All right, David Blackman, dbdailyupdate.com is going to be our guest in a moment. We're going to treat him to the fracking bit that we've played for years, and I hope he likes it.
Traffic is brought to you by Chad's AC Direct. Why pay $6,500 when you can get the same unit with Chad's AC Direct for only $49.96? Like the cute little girls say, call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Chad's AC Direct, 264-6464.
Looking around at our traffic this afternoon in Montgomery Skywatch, sees a really busy boulevard, especially between Troy Highway and Baptist Hospital. It's down to a crawl right there. Otherwise, on the boulevard, it's just stop and go at the traffic lights. You don't have any problems on the interstate this afternoon. 65 and 85 are both rolling along just fine. We do see a big crowd on the Atlanta Highway. That's going to be busy from Ann Street and Federal Drive down to about Coliseum Boulevard. Then you'll get a break, and when you get down around Eastdale Mall, be prepared. A lot of traffic going with you. And the same story up on Taylor Road. It's really busy from the Atlanta Highway all the way out to Vaughn Road. It looks like it's going to be a busy afternoon, so be careful, watch the traffic around you, and let's get where we're going safely. Get ready for spring and summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton & Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Hurt in a wreck that wasn't your fault? Get the tiger on your side with Stuart Vance. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I am
Ellis SQ for CBS 8 and ABC 32. The abortion debate is scheduled to take center stage at the Alabama legislature. The bill would ban almost all abortions from taking place up to within 2 weeks of conception. That is the earliest that pregnancy can be medically detected. The bill has language in it to allow abortion if the mother's life is at risk. The Alabama Department of Child Abuse and Neglect Prevention joined local and state leaders to plant a Prinwheel Garden in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month. It's located in the front of the RSA Tower in downtown Montgomery, and the Southern Poverty Law Center has named a new interim leader. The organization announced Tuesday that Karen Baines Dunning will serve as interim president. Baines Dunning, a former judge, served on the SPLC board since 2017. The SPLC last month announced it had dismissed its founder and prominent civil rights attorney Morris Dees for unspecified conduct. I'm Ellis Askew. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Nice days, but our chilly nights continue. Tonight, mostly clear. The overnight low temperature by morning in the lower 40s. That's well below normal. Tomorrow, a nice recovery after a cool start. Just a nearly perfect spring day with a high temperature up to about 76 and sunshine. Then on Thursday, middle 70s again. Clouds on the increase. Chance of a late day shower, and showers and storms become likely on Thursday night and early Friday. And then another round of showers and maybe some thunderstorms over the upcoming weekend. Sorry to say that the pollen count remains in the very high range today and also medium to high tomorrow. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, David Blackman's going to be our guest. Before we bring him on, I'm going to play a bit that we've played in the past. Now, that his expertise is in energy. He writes for freaking Forbes magazine. I write for Boom. Okay, so this man has quite the pedigree. I don't know if I would imagine it's possible he may have heard this, but I want him. We always like to welcome him with something from our humor department. So listen.
Natural gas drilling has been blamed for water contamination throughout the U.S., and now Canadians have begun to speak out against mining companies who practice hydraulic fracturing or fracking. Sheila Hardwood joins us. Sheila, you believe constant fracking in your area has left dangerous levels of gas in your drinking water.
Yeah, these fracking companies come in and start fracking everywhere with no regard for the local population. My water used to be crystal clear, and now it is completely fracked.
Hold on. In the interest of fairness, we have a fracker joining us to address your concerns, Wayne Thomas. Wayne, does Sheila have to take this fracking line down?
No, it's clear, Sheila, you're simply the victim of a lousy frack. I can see how that would turn you off the very idea of fracking, but a safe, gentle fracking can be done without you even noticing.
That is hard to swallow. I mean, how can these fracking guys get away with this? They can just come in and frack my gas hole without my permission?
Wayne, you're the fracking expert here. Should Sheila have been consulted?
Some of these frackers have no shame. I mean, they will frack anything.
So would you call Sheila's situation a total frack fest?
Actually, Gavin, the technical term is a cluster frack, but yes.
And that's why my water is fracked up beyond all recognition?
Look, sloppy fracking always leaves a mess, and then there's the fight over who's going to clean it up.
So tell me, Wayne, is there a safer way to frack someone's gas hole?
Yes, there are several forms of protection to make fracking safe.
Oh, and I suppose it's my responsibility to make sure they use protection.
I'll tell you what, Sheila, why don't you stop by one of my wells? I mean, you can just sit and watch me and the guys frack. And open your eyes, and you might even want to join in, or if not, you could go and frack yourself.
I just want clean water, damn it!
Hold on, Sheila, I'm going to have to ask you to please watch your language.
And with that, we welcome our friend David Blackman, author of DBDailyUpdate.com. How are you, sir?
That dude is just fracking awesome, man.
I am a little amazed that I had failed to think to play that for you, because we always...
Me too.
We love your sense of humor, and love your blog, and I don't even know where to start today, but I find it interesting. I just saw the weekend TV. You know, Fox was playing games with Judge Jeanine. I guess she got a 2-week suspend. She got the number one show on weekend TV. 2.5 billion viewers. That's astonishing for a weekend night on any cable network. That's impressive. But I was also telling the listeners about your expertise in the energy business. And today you have a blog, the oil and gas situation, reviewing 6 predictions. Can you tell us about that? Because we have seen our gas prices go up about 40 cents a gallon, plus the state tacked on a few pennies recently. What is the state of business?
Well, I mean, the state of the oil business. In fact, I'm at an oil and gas conference today, ironically. I mean, it's pretty healthy right now. If you're an oil producer in this country, you know, $60 a barrel is a pretty healthy price for everybody, for producers, for consumers, for companies that use petroleum products, manufacturing companies that use petroleum products as their feedstocks. That's a pretty healthy level. As you get, you know, higher up, more like 70, in that 70 range and above, then, you know, as we have all seen, it becomes very expensive for consumers. But right now, it's pretty good situation for the economy and everyone.
I don't understand the totality of it, but the ever-reliable Ninth Circuit, didn't they just reverse... Trump had overruled an Obama executive order, and they said you can't do that because he's Obama.
Well,
you're Donald Trump.
That was an Obama-appointed judge. It was actually a district court judge who her decision will then be heard by the Ninth Circuit, and then it'll get overturned by the Supreme Court.
Yeah, why do we have to go through this game every single time his old hacks, you know, decides to rewrite the Constitution? By the way, maybe one of these days the Ninth Court will declare the Constitution unconstitutional.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, it's all a strategy. You know, it's a strategy that was a very conscious effort in the Obama years to appoint judges who would make decisions just like this in order to delay the, you know, in case a Republican got elected. And it's called lawfare. People can Google the term lawfare.
Mm-hmm.
You'll find several articles that explain the strategy, and it's the strategy of having a district court judge issue a clearly idiotic decision like this in the Ninth Circuit, and so knowing that the Ninth Circuit is probably going to uphold the decision because it's dominated, you know, by similar-minded judges, and then, you know, several years later, it finally gets reversed at the Supreme Court level if it's not an emergency, which this decision won't be considered any sort of an emergency, so it'll be 2021 probably before it gets heard at the Supreme Court in reverse. But that's just all part of the strategy to delay the implementation of the policies of a Republican president, and here we are.
It's hilarious watching the Democratic field stumble all over each other. I just posted a picture. It's Joe Biden with one of those dog cones when a dog isn't supposed to lick it.
You know what? I had forgotten I wrote that, but way back in 2017, I wrote a piece of my blog about the problem with Biden, and I'm going to refer to it in tomorrow's update. You know, this is an open secret about him. He's been doing this stuff for almost half a century now with women and young girls and even young boys. I mean, he just is a very handsy guy. And
I mentioned on my morning show, you made a brilliant statement yesterday about the headline in the Washington Post, which off the top of my head, I can't recall precisely, but didn't it say something to the effect that Joe's always been
an overly friendly I can't even remember what the headline said, but it just read like it was written by, you know, Biden's campaign director.
Exactly. So. You took the words right out of my mouth. And then today, I love the blog with Mika.
Mika? Yeah.
What is the... This is one of the things that just people hate is this double standard. You know, it's like with the Mueller report. What were we told for 2 years? You must believe the Mueller report. You must believe, because they must have believed it was going to give them what they wanted to get Trump out of office, and it didn't. And now they're making all these demands, and they want tax returns. Why? What do they think they're going to find They're like Indiana Jones, well, except they never find anything.
I'm not sure the point at this point. I'm not sure the strategy is to even find anything. It's just to keep up the appearance of corruption, right, where none exists.
Yeah.
You know, and so they just keep throwing out subpoenas, and if Trump doesn't comply with the subpoenas, then they are going to scream he's covering something up. And he shouldn't. He actually should not comply with any of these subpoenas because these are clearly politically motivated acts by an opposition Congress. And, you know, it's a co-equal separate branch of government. It's not a superior branch of government. And Congress does not have the right to just willy-nilly throw out subpoenas as a political strategy for denying a president's ability to get the nation's business done. So, I mean, he and everyone involved should simply ignore these congressional subpoenas and not comply with any of them because these are clearly show trials that the Democrats are planning, and there's no reason why anyone should be subject to this kind of harassment.
Well, at this after the Mueller report came out, and a majority of Americans in post-Mueller, polling said this was obviously a politically motivated thing and a waste of time and energy and people's attention. Your reaction, please, to this statistic from Rasmussen. On April 1st, 2011, Obama had a 45% approval rating, based on what, I don't know. Trump, really, I mean, approve.
40% is basically the Democratic voter base. So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, you only got to get 5 above that to get to 45.
Today, yesterday, April 1st, 2019, Trump at 51.
Yeah.
And
I mean, he's higher than Ronald Reagan was at this point, his first term.
And they can't stop themselves. That, you know, I was so glad, actually, to see him cut loose a little bit at that rally in Grand Rapids last week, you know.
Yeah.
Because we all saw, oh, God, you know, I have to watch my gag reflex when I think back to the Democratic Convention in Denver in 08 with Obama out there in the football. We have to move it to a football stadium because with the Greek columns, I'm surprised they didn't bring him down off a hook and ladder like Jesus right. Coming from the heavens. up there saying...
They had the fake Roman column.
Yes,
so like an emperor, yeah.
And that's the way he behaved, too, by the way. He had that
exactly,
emperor puss.
Yeah.
He'd tilt his head just back and look down the nose at those beneath him, which was pretty much everybody, right?
Yeah, he did it for 8 years. He even got reelected then.
It's those 80,000 crowds quickly dwindled. A year later, he went back to some of the places he had campaigned in to a fraction. Because people were catching on, hey, this is just another really politician. He's a nice-looking man, yada, yada, family. But hello.
But Trump's are growing. Trump's crowds are getting bigger over time.
Yes.
People aren't noticing this, but Trump's crowds keep getting bigger, and there are almost as many people standing outside watching on the big screens as can get into the 30,000-seat arena that he added at last week.
Did you see there was a forgive me for not knowing the source off the top of my head. I saw it over the weekend. Somebody that works for the Trump campaign tracks every single person that applies to attend a rally.
All right.
And the story, and I think if you just Google this headline, Joey, maybe you could do it. 34% of the people that went to that Grand Rapids rally were registered Democrats.
Right. Yeah. I mean,
that's what.
Right. And none of the polls are catching it. Right, because none of the pollsters are all liberals except for Rasmussen.
Yeah,
and they don't care to know what's going on out there because they're afraid to actually understand it. I think
you mean
and
Nate
Silver.
So they
don't make any effort to capture that in their polling samples.
You're telling me that Nate Silver has a leftist? There's somebody. I thought he would just go away in embarrassment.
That's according to Trump's 2020 campaign manager, Brad Parscale. 34% of attendees at Trump's Thursday rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan were registered Democrats.
Yeah, they traced the numbers back. It wasn't just some guess figure or based on, you know, a sample. So it sounds like they're really stunning. And that's kind of encouraging. And so if you know, they'll never react openly to that, but that's got to make the Democrats...
It scares them to death because, I mean, people got to, and we all have to realize, Trump got elected in 2016 with absolutely no operation on data, which is how Obama got elected twice, was knowing where everybody lived and exactly who to contact at what time of day. Trump had nothing like that. He had a campaign staff of about 12 people. Yeah. Hillary Clinton had more than that riding in the hospital van. It's what he did in 2016 was, if people would look at it honestly, it is a near miraculous event.
Oh yeah,
that he won that election.
Yeah, and he's outperforming his predecessors in approval. People like a fighter.
Well, you know why he's outperforming? It's because he doesn't give a damn about the polls. That's why he's outperforming, because he's just working on stuff and trying to get his job done without regard, without caring. You know, I mean, his handlers constantly tried to stop him from tweeting and, you know, say things a certain way, and he just ignores them because he's just focused on getting work done. And because of that, people see him as a different kind of person and don't look at him the same way they look at a typical politician. If you ever see Trump start behaving as an actual politician, that's when we know he will lose the 2020 election.
I agree with
you. As long as he continues to behave as a normal, an actual person, a real person, he's going to get elected in a landslide in 2020.
I would love to see him carry at least 56 of the 57 states. That would be awesome, like Reagan did. What was it? Minnesota? What the hell's going on in that state? I've been to Minnesota many times. It's a beautiful place, but wow, what a cesspool of hate in that Minneapolis-St. Paul area. God, I can't believe the crap. The open anti-Semitism within the Democratic Party, which has always enjoyed such strong Jewish support. They just don't seem to care if they blow off certain groups now because of the way.
Well, that's an intentional strategy too, you know, because the Democrats, they blew off organized labor about 5 or 6 years ago in favor of trying to legalize illegal immigrants and get them voting rights, because there's more illegal immigrants.
Yeah, what are they going to do with these horrible caravans that are flooding the southern border? It's like they know that wall's going to get built, so they're trying to get here before it is.
Yeah, and the Democrats are doing everything they can to allow that. You know, they don't, because there are these loopholes in the law that prevent the administration from actually arresting people and sending them back to their country of origin. And there's court decisions and a couple of loopholes in the asylum laws. And until those laws are changed, or Trump just shuts down the border, there's almost nothing he can do to actually prevent that flood of people coming across the border.
Did you see today?
Or you get the wall built.
The media went code avocado. That's why this is going to be the the worst thing on earth. If Trump shuts the border, we're going to run out of avocados.
You know, I'm lucky. I don't like avocados.
I could care less. you know, if I have to go a few extra days without guacamole, I think I'll survive. Yeah, David Blackman, author of DB Daily Update, my favorite blog, is our guest on the phone. And before we wrap up, one of the reasons I love your blog is your ability to not only analyze today, but peek down the road. So let's take a look at that Democratic field and who should we be keeping an eye on as they go about the business of getting Joe and Bernie out of the way.
Well, Beto is the obvious thing, but I think that his overwhelming white maleness will ultimately do him in, as Democrat social justice warriors really, you know, realize he's really not Hispanic.
No.
And then the other guy, you know, who is continuing to make some noise is Pete Buttigieg, but ultimately he's 37. They're not gonna nominate a 37-year-old. Pocahontas is dead. You know, I mean, she's boy, talk about
what a chutzpah. What chutzpah. And she's still out there like, oh God, like nothing, unbelievable.
I know, like nothing ever happened. I just think, you know, they want Kamala Harris to be the one. They just, because of who she is, you know, she's female, she's African American, she's young,
isn't she the one that Obama flew out to California and said, whoa, she's not only here's the best looking attorney general in America, some
right. Yeah.
Mooch gave him one of those death faces. after that. And, of course, the media gently smacked him on the hand for, you know, noticing that she was beautiful and all this.
But, you know, if they do dump Biden and they're trying to dump Biden, he's an obvious problem, then they're left with either Beto, Bernie, or Kamala, right? I mean, really, you have to look. Those are the only three who would be able to raise enough money to really hang in there. And I don't know. I don't think any of those people has a prayer of beating Donald Trump. So I agree. I guess it's fine with me.
They're going to have to run somebody, and that may be what they do. They know they're going to have media support and stuff, but ultimately people are going to look at the state of their life and how things are going, and if it's still good as it is. I know, you know, I didn't say this to my daughter, not because I had to, but the improvement in my life, I mean, she got married a year ago this week. Donald Trump helped pay for that wedding because business got better here in Montgomery. And a year later.
Yeah, paying for a wedding is no minor thing.
No, it's not. But I didn't want to politicize my little girl's wedding. I so appreciate you taking the time and joining us. It's always fun. It's always informational. And again, folks, dbdailyupdate.com. It is my favorite read every day. It's entertaining, it's informative, and it's accurate. So,
thank you.
With
thank
that,
you.
We hope to have you back on soon.
All right. Goodbye, Alabama.
Thank you. Oh, but real quick, David. Did he go?
No, I'm here.
Oh, your blog says you're somewhere in Texas. Are you close to Dallas?
Yeah. No, I live in a little town called Mansfield.
Here, the reason I ask is I have one thing on my bucket list. I have to see Dealey Plaza. I have studied the JFK event over and over.
Oh, I'm a freak about the assassination. Me too, man. I've spent 30 years studying.
And I was wondering, if I flew to Dallas for a day, we could, like, have lunch and then you could...
Oh, yeah.
I think I'm going to try and set that up later in the year. I got to see it.
That would be awesome. I'll show you around. I've toured that place many times. It's fascinating.
Well, that's an offer we'll work out. Thank you again for the time, and I'll look forward to putting that arrange. I will actually go through TSA to fly to Dallas. We don't have a lot of nonstops out of Montgomery, but there is one to Dallas.
Oh, good.
So I'll let them grope me just for the opportunity to see Dealey Plaza and meet you in person. Thank you again.
I can even pick you up at the airport, man.
Oh, my God. Wow. Wow. That is so awesome. Thank you, sir. We'll talk again soon.
All right. Good deal.
Take care. How about that? We even have that in common.
You got quite a bromance going on there.
Look, it's not that.
No, it's nothing to be ashamed of.
I've been pushed away. Look, we've been working in this afternoon thing for a long time. What do I do every day? I come in, I look at Drudge.
Yeah.
And then I'm finding Drudge ain't the same anymore.
No, just not the same at all.
It's disturbing. Especially for a guy that gets the web traffic he does. I haven't looked at his daily totals. But he seemed to be intrigued with Trump. And Trump even mentioned him as a good resource. Something happened after that. I don't know what it was that turned him off. But I look forward to the blog. He's got me back into Twitter. Just to keep up, and that's where by the way, a judge is considering unsealing the Jussie Smollett file. That's not going away. That is not going away. And Tracy Morgan ripped him a new one. We'll have that for you next hour. He was on, The Tonight Show, and he ripped into Smollett. We'll see what he has to say. Coming up in just a bit, young Joey. What if you only needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company to handle security, cloud, internet, and more? Introducing the new CSpire Business, the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider. With over 500 top-notch service professionals, over 8,700 miles of fiber, and the ninth-ranked cloud system in the entire world. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result? A faster, more secure way to do business, and that's important. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology. Learn more at cspire.com. That's the letter CSPIRE.com/business. C Spire is customer inspired. JR is on the phone. JR, good afternoon.
Hey, you were talking about Dealey Plaza a while ago. I'm going to make a long story short. Mm-hmm. We went out to Alabama football game out at Arlington a couple years ago, and we could see Dallas way over in the distance. So we just picked us out a road mm-hmm. that headed that way, and y'all, we came straight into Dealey Plaza.
Wow.
When we went under that bridge, I told my wife, I said, that was a Dealey Plaza bridge. What you're going to be amazed at is how small
yes.
that area is.
That's what everybody that's been there has told me, that it is shockingly much tighter in person than you see from the...
You can't get a perspective from TV. I'm telling you, I'm not a shooter. I could have made the shots. It's that close.
Wow.
It's just unbelievable, you know, how small and how short those actual shots that he made were.
I think I'm going to make that my birthday gift to me if I live to see it.
You'll enjoy it. It's like seeing the pyramids. You see them on TV, but if you hadn't stood there and looked at them, you have no concept of how big that they are. So you need to go see it if you get a chance.
I appreciate the call, JR. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Right. What a great first hour this afternoon. Thanks for tuning in. We got more coming up. We have yet to redeem the Baumhauer's winning word. Be ready for that. And I think we will roll call today.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort. Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic doing a check around the river region, and boy, we have a busy boulevard this afternoon. It is extremely crowded around the south side of the boulevard. It starts basically around Narrow Lane Road and runs all the way through the Troy Highway, so there's a real slow area there. Watch out if you're in that vicinity. We also have a large crowd around I-85, and then there's a big bunch of cars between Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway, so watch out if you have to be on the boulevard in that area. The interstates are still up at a speed limit ride. We don't see any problems for you. You just need to be careful and watch the traffic around you. If you're on Taylor Road, it's just slow. That's all I can say about it. It's all the way from the Atlanta Highway to Vaughan Road, so watch out there. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to go see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or